Yep.
It is 8:30 this morning. I want to welcome you to the Board of Equalization meeting. I want to announce Wednesday, May 28th, 2014. I want to announce the posting the Open Meetings Act over on the wall behind Scott there on the wall. And we'll take attendance by observation. Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer all in attendance. Bauman has a meeting he has to be excused for this morning. First thing on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn. Vote. Approve 7-0.
6-6.
Excuse me, 6-0.
Okay.
Next, we'll approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Setzer, seconded by Dorn. Vote.
This is just for equalization, right?
Yes. Vote. 6-0. Bauman absent. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. As normal, we can always go back to that at this time. It does not appear to be any. Okay. Nextly, we will approve or disapprove Daryl Stannard as appraiser consultant for property valuation protests.
I would move that we approve Daryl Stannard as the appraiser consultant for a property valuation protest. I don't know if you have anything you want to add.
Second that.
Moved by Byers and seconded by Setzer. Have any discussion?
I know, Patty, we've asked and you've explained to us before about the fact that this takes certain training or something or whatever and that there aren't many of these qualified. What's the industry doing? I mean, anything to...
Well, the assessors went to the appraisal board to try to get a mass appraisal designation, but it didn't go anywhere in the legislature. So basically, because we would like to have more of a mass appraisal where... most of these guys are fee appraiser and mass appraisal. Daryl's both. He's about the only one that I know of, well, around here in Lincoln that is a commercial appraiser. You can get some of the ones that work in the fee companies, like there's a Cubert and some of those. Those guys just come out and do like an ethanol plant or whatever. And so it's very rare. We had a two-day workshop or a continuing ed on Thursday and Friday, and he was up there taking some of the classes, and basically he's the one that works in almost all the counties.
So part of the reason I asked the question is some of our conversation is 2, 3, 5 years down the road, what, you know, Daryl's not 40 years old.
I was waiting to, how are you going to say that?
So, I mean, what does the future hold for us, I guess?
Well, he has a company where his son is the main, like, he does a lot of the computer and the in-house stuff, runs the what-ifs and the stats for us. And his son is Mark, and he also has somebody named Josh. And Josh is one of the main appraisers. So there's, like, 4 of them that are with his company.
That have passed all of the... whatever you call it, the boards?
Not all of them. Josh and Mark and Daryl. I think Josh is still working on his commercial side. Mark and Daryl are the two that are the ones that have passed everything. It's a college degree now, and then about 2,000 of internship hours afterwards. So he's well-recognized in the state. At one time, they actually wanted him to be a part of the Turk board. And so... it's just rare. I mean, we just don't. I mean, the ones that are in business are not usually working with the counties. If the county wants them, it's probably $10,000 to come down and do an ethanol plant. So my hope is that even if something would go down the road that he would retire, I think the idea is that Mark will take over the company, and then this Josh would be the next one that would come out to the counties. And he's been in my county before, and I'm very pleased with his work and everything.
But you just said 2,000 hours of, I call it, underneath a person in your training.
That's whatever. After you go through the college
That's
degree.
So for somebody in the office over here to do this, it's not
even
feasible or practical to do it.
No, what happens in some of the bigger counties is they do all the training and everything. They go get underneath somebody. The county's paid for that person, and they go into fee work. Because fee work, when you go out and do a farm, you get quite a bit of money or quite a bit, you know, just on a, well, right now we have someone doing market opinions that's probably getting $400 for one market opinion on a home.
So. Our relationship with Standard has been really, really good, and I anticipate an ongoing relationship. I don't see any reason why that would change. He's very happy, and I'm sure the company, everybody is happy with us. We've been good to them, and they've in turn been really good and done some excellent things for us when we needed them real badly. So I think
and we try to handle as much, like Dan and, you know, myself, we can go out and look at some of these homes and stuff. Daryl goes more on the real industrial, commercial, the specialty things. Although, you know, you'll find, like, there's some platted land out in Flowing Springs or different parts of the county where there's, like, you know, some discrepancies on what that land's really worth or what they may have to do to make it buildable, and so those are the decisions that I sometimes bring him in on too. So, but he honestly is really, really well respected in the city. We're kind of at the. There's counties over in the eastern part of Nebraska or the eastern part of the state that are really struggling. They share one appraiser between probably three or four counties. That do, you know, because like in Johnson County, you've only got a deputy and an assessor in the office. And so they work with, I think there's like one, and I don't know what the situation is. At one point, he wasn't credentialed. And that has been a huge topic of discussion this last year. So.
Any other discussion? Not seeing any vote. 6-0 to approve. And that was the last item on the agenda. Patty, do you have anything else for us today?
Notices go out on Friday, so hopefully the weekend will be a calming effect.
Whose number did you put in with them? Or yeah.
They know me.
No, I know.
They find me.
She tries hard to hide, but it's not easy.
Not for the weak target.
Roger says he'll get talked to at church. So yeah. So,
Well, John said she could come down to his place, but you know, in the barn.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, it hasn't been. I mean, terrible. People kind of. There was an article in the Lancaster about Lancaster County. I don't know if any of you read it because of the North School District. So, because my values on this side are lower, I saw off the record. I saw the Lancaster County one of the representatives up at the class last week, and I said, "Looks to me like you need a market area." So he was giving me some static about how he was going to explain it, and I said, well, you know, Lincoln's coming south, and it's definitely influenced, so, but he was giving me a little hard time, so, but I gave it right back, so. And, you know, when you look at those in the paper, if you did see the article, and I have it down there if anybody wants to look at it, but they average those, because my top dry land is 3,500, but they put the CRP in. Because my CRP, I do give a little bit of a discount. So when they average the CRP, because CRP is grass. We have to call it grass, but it's as it went into the program as dry land. So it is at a dry land value with a little bit of a discount. And we've got a few cells that will back up that discount. But when you average it all together, that figure looks lower. So my top dry land is 3,500. So when you look at that chart, there again, you've got to kind of understand the basis of everything before. You know, so, but I'm right in with the counties like Johnson, Jefferson, and so I'm comfortable where I'm at. So, but it still doesn't mean it's going to be comforting because there's still $70,000, $80,000 increases. And, but And that's putting me at 70% on ag. That's about as low as I could go because we hit them hard last year, too. But we'll wait and see. Usually I just let the people talk, and then pretty soon they calm down. So it's been okay. Been doing this a while, so... I think that's about all I have for you guys, so...
Okay, any other questions? Board of Equalization stands adjourned at 8:40.